Greenwood, Jasmine Mans. The whistle of an unnatural wind gave word there would be a lynching. Of a Negro boy who shined shoes. Not a rapist, just a boy, a child boy, teenage boy, 19-year-old boy, still fresh in his days. And a wind that would not know the enormity of its crime until morning filled air with turpentine. An invasion led by Klansmen, a hate that would outdo itself to a menacing ritual of fire, wood, and blood. The bombs turned clouds into shadows of themselves. Single-engine aircrafts hovered so low the bodies under them thought the world was ending, and how could it not be? Run, Negro. 35-ish blocks in a flame that spent days burning itself tired. 300-ish black folks murdered into anonymity. Greenwood has a soggy muck clay, a damp inconsistency of earth, constitution, and bone. Some buried homeless in Oak Lawn, some trampled beneath the dirt. A history tucked away in attic floorboards long enough to forget all it once was. America has a way of dancing with its own delusion. Unable to keep count of its murders because it then would have to keep count of its murderers. Its good neighbors. All insurance claims denied to the residents of Greenwood and business owners of Black Wall Street. And left. A people holding their memory through tongue, folklore, blood, postcard, church tale. A people chasing a memory that wasn't supposed to become a memory at all.